that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open His eternal Word and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God together today. We're turning in our Bible, the book of Romans, chapter number 12. I want to read the first two verses and continue the study on the subject dealing with. We started out looking at the subject of dealing with temptation. Then we looked at the subject dealing with trials. And I pointed out to you that a temptation is a solicitation to commit sin or to do evil, and it comes from the devil, and its purpose is to destroy us. And then we pointed out that a trial is a testing of our faith that comes from God, and its purpose is to develop us. So we looked at how to deal with temptation. We looked at how to deal with trials. And then thirdly, we looked on how to deal with our sin after we're saved by the grace of God. And then on the broadcast last week, we looked at the thought of dealing with our flesh and how to deal with this body of sinful flesh that all of us tabernacle in. But throughout the days of this week, we're going to look at the subject on dealing with our mind. Now, I submit to you up front, I'm neither a psychiatrist nor a psychologist, but I am a Bible preacher. And the Word of God has much to say about the mind and how to have peace in our mind and victory in our mind. And so my purpose is to dig these nuggets out of the Word of God, share them with you, and allow the Holy Spirit to help us learn how to deal with our thoughts and our mind so that we can enjoy the victory that's ours in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just say, we must understand that man is a triune being. He is made in the likeness of God. Sometimes people have a hard time understanding God being one God manifested in three personalities. And I simply say to them, look at yourself. Look in the mirror. You see, as a man, I am a body. As a man, I am a soul. As a man, I am a spirit. Now, which one is me? All three are me. I am one person manifested in three different personalities. You see, with my heart, I love. With my mind, I learn. And with my body, I labor. Now, those three have the mind, the body, the soul, have three different distinct personalities and three different and distinct performances. My body cannot do the work of my mind. My mind cannot do the work of my heart. My heart cannot do the work of my body. But it takes all three of these to make me complete. I'm made in the likeness of God. And God is manifested as a triune being, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now then, in our triune being, if you're saved by the grace of God, your soul has been redeemed, and it's headed for heaven. If you're saved by the grace of God, your body is not saved, and it's going back to the ground, but it will be resurrected one day after a while. So our soul has been redeemed. Our body will be resurrected. But between here and the grave, our mind must be renewed. Notice what the Bible said in the book of Romans, chapter number 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then in verse number 2, he said, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So man is a soul, man is a body, and man is a mind. Now, as you study the Word of God, you'll find the words soul and the word heart are used often interchangeably. You'll find the word mind and spirit are also used interchangeably. And sometimes in the study of the Word of God, you'll find the word heart or soul speaking of the entire person. But these are always revealed in the text of the Scripture where you read them. Now, as you look at our triune being, we learn these truths. Our body gives us contact with the material world. I reach out in front of me and touch my desk. I touch the microphone, and I have contact with this world through my body. My mind does not have contact to the material things of the world, and my heart does not have contact to the material things of the world, but my body does. So my body gives me contact to the material world. Then my spirit gives me contact to the spirit world. It is through my spirit that I can make contact either with God's spirit or with evil spirits, and they make contact with me. So my body gives me contact with the material world. My spirit gives me contact with the spirit world. But then my soul gives me contact with other soul beings. When you study these in the Word of God, you'll find the heart, the soul, interchangeably used, are the seat of emotions and affections of our life. The mind, the spirit, is the seat of learning. It is the seat of knowledge and of will. Those operate in our mind. And then the body is the seat of activity and mobility. With it, we move, we work, we labor. So with my body, I labor. With my mind, I learn. With my heart, I love. And again, let me emphasize, if you're saved, your soul has been redeemed. Your body is not redeemed. Your mind is not redeemed. But your soul is. And your body, the only hope for it is that it will be resurrected. It'll be changed when the Lord comes again. So our heart is redeemed. Our body will be resurrected. But the only hope for our mind is that it be renewed. And we must constantly work at this as we go through our journey of life. The Bible said again, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, the continual renewing of your mind. Now, as you study the Word of God, you find in the book of Ephesians that God deals in that book with the salvation that God wrought for us in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then he brings it to pass in our heart when we are saved by the grace of God. The moment that any sinner comes to Christ with repentance and faith, then God does a work of grace in saving that sinner. What part of him is saved? His body is not saved. His mind is not saved. But his soul is saved. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, and it's not of works, lest any man should boast. So we're saved by the grace of God, and by God working at grace in our lives, and that's revealed to us in the truths that are taught in the book of Ephesians. But then in the book of Philippians, we find that this book deals with the mind, and it reveals our responsibility in cooperating with God, in bringing the joy of our heart in salvation into the practice of our daily life. Philippians deals with the human side of Christian joy and Christian victory. Remember, friend, we are a saved being living in an unsaved body. Our soul is saved. Our body is not saved. And then our mind becomes the battlefield between the soul that is saved and the body that is not saved. Let me just briefly give you an outline of the four chapters of the book of Philippians, and each chapter deals with our mind. In chapter number 1 of the book of Philippians, we find the secret of Christian contentment. In this chapter, we see the single mind producing a happy personality. In chapter number 1, we learn that Paul has his mind upon the gospel. And the Bible said a double-minded person is unstable in all of his ways. But then a single-minded person produces a happy personality, and that person is a happy being. It is the secret of Christian contentment. In chapter number 2, we see the secret of Christian success. And here we see the submissive mind producing an humble personality. Humility does not start by outward works of the flesh. It starts by a condition of the mind. When our mind becomes submissive to the will of God and the work of God in our life. Then in chapter number 3, we see the secret of Christian victory. And in that chapter, we see the spiritual mind producing a heavenly personality. When our mind is stayed upon Him, He will keep us in perfect peace. And then in chapter number 4, we see the secret of Christian joy. And in that chapter, we see the secure mind producing a holy personality. So the entire book of Philippians deals with the mind. And it deals with our responsibility in cooperating with the Holy Spirit and in obeying the Word of God, that our mind might be renewed, that our mind might have fellowship with the Lord and peace in its own self as we go through this Christian life. Now, I want to tell you, friend, if you're saved and you are not walking with and cooperating with the Spirit of God and with the Word of God, then your mind is in turmoil. There's a warfare that is raging there. But if you will submit your ways to His ways, your will to His will, your life to His Word, then God will give you peace in your mind, and you can enjoy the blessings of God. Not only a heart that is saved, the body that will be resurrected, but a mind that is renewed day after day by the goodness and mercy and grace of our God. Father, take the Word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.